I want sledgehammer!
Hammer!
Go, partner.
Surprise!
Trust me, I know what I'm doing. You're just lucky my informant, Shy Eddie, claims to have the link to locating these youngins.
Are you
that
sucking leech?
Lower your voice! Don't look at me!
What do you think?
Hey, I never think. That's what makes me a good cop.
This is an order. I want sledgehammer!
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
great show. And that was your time warp right there, people.
Welcome to the 75th Grand Spectacular Super Friends Smile Time half-hour finale of the Timely Beaver! Today on the show, we have for you upcoming concerts that you need to be checking out over the summer months, along with CDs you should be picking up at your local CD store, and future musical projects that we're all working on, along with a recap of the Timely Beaver's history over the last 2 years. But most importantly, we have with us today in studio,
we have Mike from Portland.
And we have Dave in California. What's up, guys?
Yeah, so we're all back, and it's been a month since we all got together and talked, and so let's spend just a few moments here catching up on what everyone's been up to.
Last weekend, our buddy from college, Chris, came up and visited me, Ted, and all the friends up here in Portland area. We went camping, and we had a great time on this right next to this really nice river up in the mountains, and you know, we were drinking, and we had barbecue and campfire and s'mores and everything. It was really good. Chris ended up puking in the car. It was awesome.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, Chris never hurls, so it was awesome to watch that transpire.
No, we had a great time.
Yeah, so how about yourself, Dave? What have you been up to?
Same as before, Ted. Flying and playing my guitar, surfing and playing my bass. All the good things in life.
Right on. So how's that new bass treating you out?
Oh, it's awesome, and we'll get more into the musical goals in our next segment, but let's just say that it's good.
Right on. That's what I like to be hearing, Dave. That's what I like to be hearing. And speaking of things that sound good, to start off our 1 Minute Wonders, on the 75th edition of The Beave, we have No Use for a Name with Sitting Duck off their album Making Friends. Find more information on No Use for a Name at nouse4aname.com. And here they are again with Sitting Duck.
1, 2, 3, 4! I read the morning paper, someone had to die. In big bold letters, so it comes as no surprise. I'm looking at a story about violence, word from a lawyer in his defense. It's time we got the jury by the throat. I turn the television on to get away. A quick reminder that we have to swallow every word they say. Learn another lesson in history. Like a murder and mystery, for me it's just another way of disguising the past. Fear is not the way to make it work and be as one. It's too late, the damage has been done. So buy your blood and make your statements, hold on to your pride, and live your life for others that have died. This is the end of what we know, where do we go? Don't look for solace in a shallow, ignorant late-night talk show. Think about your problems every now and then, discover that you're limited in the end. Sometimes you've got to close your eyes, start thinking for yourself.
And that was No Use for a Name with their song Sitting Duck off the Making Friends album. And once again, you can check them out at www.nouse4aname.com. We're going to talk about our future musical aspirations, which is the three of us. We all play some sort of an instrument. And I'm going to focus in the next couple of years on my drum playing. I would like to really play an actual venue with the band sometime recent future. So that's what I'm going to focus on, getting my drums better. So Ted, Dave, what are you guys up to?
Like Mike said, I'm playing guitar and bass, and I just got the Brian Setzer guitar tab book, so I think I want to get more into swing, kind of jazz guitar, and then keep playing my bass. I'm buying a new cabinet coming up here soon, so
Ooh. Yeah,
just going to be playing some musicals maybe.
But what kind of cabinet are you going to be getting?
I'm going to be getting a Gallium Kruger. I think they're going to have 15-inch subwoofers on them. Going to have some pop for that for my new bass, and I hopefully it'll be clean enough to play my guitar where it won't sound muddied. So those are kind of my goals, and hopefully they'll come to fruition.
Right on. That should be a thumping amp that you get there.
Indeed, my friend.
You'll have to put it in the back of your car and be bumping the beats down the street.
I know. While I'm strumming my bass.
cruising in my 4.0 with my rag top down so my bass can't flow.
The girl is on standby.
Waiting just to get by.
Did you stop? No, I just drove by.
Oh, man.
So how about you, Ted?
Well, I'm trying to finish up the last of the tracks here for the upcoming Neutron Dawn album, which is titled Bottles to the Ground. Yeah,
right.
14 songs. They sound pretty kick-ass. I think about half of them are recorded so far, so looking forward to finishing it up and getting that out there to everyone.
Ted's a pretty good artist. You know, he puts out some good music. Get out there and get it.
Any outlook for the actual date of the CD release?
No date set yet. First, we need to finish recording it.
Right on. So we'll look for that the next
six to eight months.
Well, speaking of good tunes, good artists, we have Good Riddance. A tune called Sacrifice coming up off a comprehensive guide to modern rebellion. Their website is www.good-riddance.com, and here they are with Sacrifice.
And that was Good Riddance with Sacrifice off a comprehensive guide to modern rebellion. Again, find more information on them at good-riddance.com. But now for a little bit of a history of on the Timely Beaver, since it is the 75th Grand Spectacular Super Friends Smile Time Half Hour Finale Edition. To get started with kind of the history of the show itself, the first show, there was about a month of prep work that went into that. The whole concept initially came about from my passion for Distorted View, Adam Curry, the early edition of Rocket Boom, you know, the show with Zay Frank, Ask a Ninja, you know, all those things. Then talking with a couple of my friends, we came up with the Timely Beaver, and we thought it would be this sketch comedy show, kind of like Saturday Day Night Live, where we interview bands and do sketch stuff, and you know, it led to an interesting first 2 months of the Beaver.
Yeah, that's where me and Ted pretty much took the helm. We recorded the theme song, which is a rap song about Willie the Beaver, and then we started doing the comedy sketches. And if you go back and listen to the first 6 to 8 or 6 to 10 shows, and you'll listen to these comedy sketches, and a lot of them are pretty funny. We had Attack of the Insecure Clones and Pit Stain Jim and Willie the Beaver sketches, but it was taking up a lot of time to make the weekly show with all these sketches in it, so we just decided to shift gears, turn it into more of a musical show.
Yes, although we did have our themes for specific seasons. Maybe in October of 2005, we had a Halloween.
I'm the ghost of Dick Cheney.
And we dedicated the whole month to Halloween-y tunes, and then to infamous or famous ghost stories that were, however factual or inaccurate they are. But generally, though, yeah, the show did evolve into more of music is our passion. Many, many good memories, and before I forget, my favorite shows was the first one that Ted and I recorded, where we just talked about when Ted had an old car and it broke down at Grant's Pass. That was my favorite podcast.
Next up on our list of one-minute wonders is NOFX with the song The Man I Killed off their Wolves in Wolves Clothing. Come out at www.noeffectsofficialwebsite.com. And here they are, NOFX with The Man I Killed.
When they tightly strap me in, give me lethal injection, just a few moments to live. No remorse for what I did, it's for the betterment of man. I gave the utmost sacrifice, before more damage could be done, I took his life. Second of silence when the dart punctured the skin. Beady eye, rope banging head, body drop on the poison. They could incapacitate me but could not erase my stare. I heard 1,000 people screaming while 3 billion others cheered. He was gone, and I would soon be
executed by the state. All appeals would be in vain. I was not criminally insane. In fact, I was found to be an otherwise caring and respectable member of society. A minor threat, except for that one that I killed. As the sentences take effect, I just smile and close my eyes. There's a priest kneeling next to me. He asked me if I realized I was going straight to hell. And he thought that I should know that the man I killed's replacement planned this whole scenario. And what I did had no significance at all.
That was NoFX with The Man I Killed off Wolves in Wolves Clothing. Check out NoFX on their website at www.noeffectsofficialwebsite.com. And now, in light of that, we have some concert reviews. Hey, woo!
Concert update.
So, coming up this summer, we got the traditional concert, the Vans Warped Tour. They got a nice list of bands that are cruising through. They got Bad Religion, Buckle 9, Fishbone, Flogging Molly, Sum 41, Pennywise, and some others. And they're going all over the place, West Coast, East Coast, South, North, and even one in Canada. Check them out.
Next up, we have Live 105's BFD, the great Bay Area rock station in out of San Francisco. June 9th at the Shoreline, they're going to be putting on a show, and there's going to be Tiger Army, Social D, The Faint, Queens of Stone Age, The Bravery, Sum 41. So if you're around, go get tickets.
And next up, we have Pretty Girls Make Graves. They're going to be doing a limited concert tour in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Seattle.
Next up, one of those classic old punk bands that everybody likes, The Queers. They're kind of doing a kind of a Midwest California couple shows, a Seattle, Idaho show, and check them out.
And after that, we have Sparta. They're going to be touring for the next couple weeks all over the West Coast and the Midwest. Go check them out.
And next up on our 1 Minute Wonder hits on this Timely Beer finale, we have Legwagon with the song Bad Scene off Double Platinum. Check them out at legwagon.com. That's L-A-G-Wagon.com. Like Legwagon. See? It's phonetic. So here they are once again with the song Bad Scene.
I'm a bad scene, and there's everyone to blame but me. Everyone points, we all have all our selfish points. A broken bad scene, cause if you got something good, then we bet it. And I'm sure I'll miss it, not so sure I'll ever see you. 5 years to sensitize your mind inspiration. 10,000 silent miles to hell, for every drink I am well. 6 months in hiatus, a lifetime too short to save us. Never wanted to be famous. A good day to die on shame, and so fuck whatever you need. When there's abuse, searching for a news, hanging on to abuse. Sick of hanging around and waiting. This is a bad scene, and there's everyone to blame but me. Everyone points, we all have our love, selfish points. A broken machine, so you got something good to be fed. I'm against it. Bad scene. Bad scene.
And that was Lagwagon with their song Bad Scene off the album Double Platinum. Check them out at www.lagwagon.com. Upcoming next is the CD Review.
CD Reviews.
Check it out. White Stripes have a new CD coming out. It's called Icky Thump. It comes out in stores on June 18th. You can check out more information about the White Stripes at www.whitestripes.com. I read a review of this CD and I've heard a couple of the songs. The first one that I've heard is called Icky Thump, the title track. And it has a lot of heavy drums and kind of a far out guitar sound. But it's more like a Led Zeppelin-ish type song. And it sounds pretty cool. I heard that this album is more of the heavier White Stripes album. Go check it out, and it comes in stores June 18th.
Another CD that you need to be purchasing this summer, and I mean purchase it, people. Get out there and purchase it. Coming out on July 10th is Bad Religion with New Maps of Hell. So you can find out more information at badreligion.com. This is wonderful political punk band, so you want to get out there and check it out. Bad Religion, New Maps of Hell, July 10th. Get it today. another band with an album coming out this summer on July 24th. You can pick up Sum 41's Underclass Hero. It sounds like they go back to more of their early day kind of punk stylings, back to the all killer, no filler type of sound. But you can check out more information on Sum 41 at www.sum41.com. And those are some CDs to pick up this summer.
Now, as Ted mentioned, Sum 41 does have a new CD coming out. Now, we're going to play a track off Does This Look Infected called Anik, A-N-I-C. Go to www.sum41.com for more info, but here is Anik.
And that was Sum 41 with A-N-I-C, or Anik, as Dave likes to pronounce it. Sounds like an STD. Off of Does This Look Infected? Well, it may if you have an STD.
But thank you, folks. He'll be here all week.
All right, enough kidding aside. Check him out at sum41.com. Now for some more upcoming concerts.
Concert update.
For our continuation of concerts coming out this summer, check out A Static Lullaby. If you're not checking him out on BFD or the Warped Tour, they'll also be playing a couple shows in Texas, Arizona, Florida, and Colorado. So check out A Static Lullaby.
Another band coming to America and a couple shows in Canada is Pink Martini. I want to say this is a local Portland band. I've heard their songs before, and they're pretty cool. But they're going kind of in the East Coast, Michigan, Wisconsin, New York area.
Last but not least, on their 20-year hiatus. No, not that long, but it's been a long time since we've heard the name Poison. Skinny Bop. How's that for flashback? Anyways, I have to admit,
Glam Rock's making its comeback.
Oh, man, you gotta love Slock Rock. Anyways, give it up for the hair band. I have to admit, you know, I mean, you play this at a club, people will definitely know it, and they'll sing along. And I like some of CC DeVille's riffs, the way Poison's going to be kicking off tour on June 13th through the beginning of July, so go check them out.
All right, next up in our 1 Minute Wonder collection of songs today, we have Operation Ivy with their song Yelling in My Ear off their album Energy. You can check out information about them at www.operationivy.com. And here is Operation Ivy with Yelling in My Ear.
Yeah! Got the reason for the attack is more than anything. When I walk into you, I just like spitting out the wind. Got to know that what if it's all you should have ran away. Kicked myself a thousand times, but now it's too late. Yelling in my ear, you took it to gold. Yelling in my ear, you took it to gold. Just what you're gonna do, hear you. Always be legit with your irritating voice. I don't wanna listen, but I got no choice. Yelling in my ear, you try to control me. Yelling in my ear, you look but you don't say. Yelling in my ear.
That was Op Ivy with Yelling in My Ear off Energy. They have more information for you at www.operationivy.com. So, Ted and Mike, any plans for summer?
We have a wedding to go to. Ted and I and all of our friends, our friends Sam and Aaron, are getting married in Eastern Canada. And then for me, for the rest of summer, I'm just going to be hanging out with my friends and my girlfriend and doing little side trips, stuff like that.
How about yourself, Dave? What do you have going on?
Well, it's kind of up in the air. So I'm, you know, nothing concrete. No tribal plans, really. So just play it by ear, basically. How about yourself, Ted?
Yeah, got the wedding to go to. We went there a couple years back. You can check out a video. I'm sure it's on the Beaver somewhere, or timelybeaver.com. But other than that, just planning on enjoying lots of the sunshine and getting some gambling in a casino or two, maybe. I don't know.
That sounds like a plan, Ted.
My roommate Dan lost about $570 last night in online poker. So I would not recommend doing online poker.
I'll second that motion from Mike.
Yes, and a third notion would be for another nice one-minute wonder hit. To kick off this installment, we have Swingin' Utters with the song Sustain.
Woo-hoo!
A great San Francisco band. Sustain's off their album A Juvenile Product of the Working Class. One of their best albums, in my opinion.
Yes.
Check out more Swingin' Utters information at swinginutters.com. That's swinginutters.com. And here they are once again with Sustain.
I can't believe the things you say to me are so boring. I can't believe anything you say. I can't tell a sense of patience. I can't adore you as my patient. You're too wet on my nerves. I got your servant.
Utters with their song Sustain. Check them out. One of their better albums, A Juvenile Product of the Working Class. Check them out at www.swingingutters.com. And yes, this is the 75th Grand Spectacular Super Friends Smile Time half hour finale of The Timely Beaver. You know, I've had a great time doing the show the last 2 years. If it wasn't for Ted, there would be no Timely Beaver. So I want to thank Ted for a wonderful job doing the whole time with Timely Beaver.
Take off your shirt!
And I think Ted's going to have a nice break after getting all this done.
I'd also like to thank Ted. 2 years, 75 episodes, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of thought, you know, a lot of time invested into it. Ted, great job, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Well, I'd also like to thank both of you for participating and adding all your creativity, thoughts, humor, and general insight into each show, making it better than what one person could do on their own. Been a great time. 75 shows is a lot of shows. Definitely one for the record books.
So again, Ted, excellent job.
Thank you both, and thank you all for listening.
But Ted, I heard a rumor that the website isn't going to disappear next month. It's going to stay around for a little bit longer.
Yes, and we'd like to thank Tiny Tim's Butt Wipes for sponsoring the archives of the Timely Beaver. Or timelybeaver.com.
Great job. It's been a fun 2 years. 75 episodes of good times there.
75 shows revolving around chaos, mayhem, and just all-around anarchy.
And Ted, for finishing the show, I will buy you a drink.
Sweet.
Thanks a lot, guys, and have a good time.
And we have one last band to play. It's Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, Over the Rainbow, off R.A. Drag. www.gimmegimmes.com is the website. Here is Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
that near beer smell.
Near beer, yeah.
I think that's a wrap.